USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Jussie Smollett is in court after being arrested for filing a false police report. Smollett's bond is set at $100,000. Chicago Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson says the whole city was made to look like a fool.
How can an individual who's been embraced by the city of Chicago turn around and slap everyone in this city in the face by making these false claims?
The U.S. Coast Guard lieutenant arrested for plotting a massive domestic terror attack will remain in custody for at least 2 weeks as prosecutors build a case. Attorney Robert Herr said the number of weapons seized at the lieutenant's residence was deeply concerning.
I'm very thankful for the diligent and skilled investigation of the FBI and the Coast Guard Investigative Service, who worked with prosecutors in my office to conduct a thorough investigation.
You can find us on Facebook at USA Radio. This is USA Radio News.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Like, why do I have to pay a full gym membership when I don't even use all the equipment? Like the rowing machine. I don't know about you, but I'm not doing a ton of manual lake travel these days.
Go to libertymutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Equal Housing Insurer.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance, just like the pros. Go to Pennzoil.com/oil change offer to save. Terms apply.
A state is cracking down on those who perform unauthorized abortions. More from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Oklahoma doctors who perform unauthorized abortions could lose their medical licenses in the future. Under a state house bill that has advanced yesterday, they could only perform an unauthorized abortion in an emergency case, a measure that called for making all abortions a felony in Oklahoma died earlier this week in the legislature.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the Alabama woman who left the U.S. to join ISIS is not an American citizen and won't be allowed to return. In a statement yesterday, Pompeo said that she does not even have a valid U.S. passport. Hassan Shibley is the family's attorney and says she would like to be held accountable for her actions.
And as an American citizen, Huda herself and her family simply want to face our legal system. She's willing to pay whatever debts she has to society. She's even willing to spend years behind bars if that's the debt she owes.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Is the American way of doing business broken? Well, according to Aaron Dingen, it is, and companies need to change if they want to reinvent themselves and survive. I had a chance to sit down and chat with Dingen about his new book, Brave New Work, and in that book he discusses some tips and has some ideas for how business owners can survive and their businesses can actually thrive once they make these changes.
We build these systems to try to have control and predictability and safety around what we're doing, and we don't want to feel like we're going to be surprised or shocked or things are not going to go the way we want them to go. So we want our guidance to the market to happen. We want our strategic plan to happen. We want our annual budget to happen. But what we misunderstand is the nature of markets and organizations themselves. So there are two kinds of systems I talk about in the book. One is a complicated system, which is like a watch or an engine, which is predictable and cause and effect and controllable, and an expert can fix it. But a complex system is different. A complex system is like traffic or the weather or your, you know, toddler. Unpredictable, very likely to surprise you, very likely to unfold in emergent ways. And so the only way to understand a system like that is to interact with it. And the goal there needs to be to kind of continuously steer, to try things and react and tune. Nobody ever comes in from the garden and says, honey, I fixed the garden.
You can always find us on Facebook at USA Radio or online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
From St. George News Radio, here's what's trending today on stgeorgenews.com. Southern Utah residents awakened to several inches of fresh snow this morning, with many roads in the area snow-packed and icy. School was delayed 2 hours today. Residents in Fillmore were awakened by shaking during the strongest earthquake in a series of four above a 3.0 that have struck the region since Friday. A former St. George Police Department Vice Squad supervisor was arrested in Lehigh after a human trafficking sting on Valentine's Day. And from socialism to immigration and President Donald Trump's emergency order, Republican Congressman Chris Stewart drew both jeers and cheers as he spoke to those issues and others during a packed town hall meeting Tuesday night in St. George. From the St. George News Radio Weather Center, snow this morning, then rain and snow in the afternoon, 38 today. Rain and snow tonight, 25 overnight. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a 20% chance of snow in the morning, 43 for the high. For St. George News Radio, I'm Carl Lamar.
America. Drowning in information, starving for wisdom. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
You might say bomb cyclone is blowing up.
A lot of people are using the term bomb cyclone. Now, I'm told the name is actually rooted in the science of the weather.
Trending sounds like something from a movie.
Process we call bombogenesis.
Bombogenesis.
Is that what we're about to get hit with?
Well, I would go old.
Some calling this a winter bomb cyclone.
A bomb cyclone?
Gripping the nation. Well, here's the deal. The big thing this week that we got to talk about, and this is a word I like to say, bombogenesis. That's that big word. 10 to 18 inches of snow.
Wow.
So this low pressure system is going to be very active. We're going to have a cold front that's going to push through. It's really going to result in some precipitation, so you may want to bundle up and put on your galoshes.
Are you tired of little boys trying to talk like weathermen, telling you what the weather may or may not be? Then turn to News 4's John Mackey and his storm tracker AccuCast. John Mackey doesn't just tell you about the weather. He grabs that bird weather and pounds it into little pathetic shards, then shoves those shards into your face.
I'll get you inside the storm. I'll let you live the storm. Be the storm.
Hi there. Welcome to Snowpocalypse. For those listening outside this general area, a little snow is a huge big deal here when you only have like one snow plow, because I live in the desert. So, people are genuinely freaking out. The roads were clear, but school started late, and it's just been kind of a funny day. Everyone freaking.
Well, I almost called you and told you I wasn't going to make it, because that 3 miles here from my house is a long drive. Yeah.
How'd you make it on that very clean road out there?
I drove very slowly.
Oh, I know. It makes me want to sit in a fireplace house with soup. I don't know. Do you ever feel like that? 93.1, we may have some problems with 93.1, but 1450 is alive and well here. So just letting you know, they're trying to figure out satellites and figure out, you know, what's going on. But for the meantime, you can stream live and whatnot. So welcome to the show, and just wanted to remind everybody tonight, 6:30 Cox Auditorium is the cell phone event, and that is getting these kids to put the cell phone down and the parents to put the cell phone down. And I need to be called out on that too. It's hard because it's hard separating business and just, you know, because it takes a ton of research that I do every day. And so I'm on my phone a lot, and I have to tell myself to get off my phone. Do you have a problem with your cell phone?
No.
Wait. Just no.
No. I don't use my cell phone as anything really other than a computer.
Yeah.
So you don't hear anybody screaming, "Get off your laptop."
Well.
And that's true. Really what my phone is for me—a laptop. I don't call people. I don't do a lot of texting. But I do get on the internet and research using my phone as my laptop.
I know, that's me too.
So how are you saying that's bad?
Well, I'm trying to reserve it for hours between 10 and 3 that I'm up. So, you know, have my research between 10 and 3 usually. So I'm not impacting the family as much.
Well, I'm not like you in that regard. I like my sleep, and I'm not a zombie.
You're not a glutton for punishment.
But as far as, you know, what really is bad are the social media things.
Yeah.
That's what's true. Really bad.
Yeah.
You get hung up on that. Every once in a while, I'll get a, hair and go wild on Facebook.
Right,
you know,
right. I know, me too. Well, just wanted to let all you know, 6:30 tonight, Cox Auditorium, limited seating. Make sure you get there. Make sure you get your kid there. What was the other thing I was going to mention? Oh, Defending Utah. Make sure that you get to defendingutah.org. Big thanks to Ben yesterday for coming on the show. They're so good at pointing out the bills and saying this is what's going on. Please support them. We need supporters of truth and media. And it's one thing that you can do that will really help those that are in the thick of it. This show too, sponsor this show. You can use the PayPal Kate at katedallyradio.com and help out, because there's just not a whole lot of, we're not corporation bought, so it makes a huge difference in the way we do things. And I always just really appreciate those that help, really and truly. It means a lot, because it means we get to do what we get to do. So thank you. And sometimes that's the only way you can help. Then please do. That'd be fantastic. Even if it's just a little bit each month, it really does help. There was a rumor last night, and I say rumor only because there's no physical evidence to this. But if you follow Q, he had put out a post that talked about Mitt Romney possibly handing wire transfers to Ann Coulter to maybe put her in the position of being a Never Trumper. It's kind of interesting. Now, she canceled on my show twice, right before the appearance. Mm-hmm. He wouldn't show up to the show. I find that a little interesting too. He actually, I think he said he confirmed like three times, and then that day said he couldn't come on and wouldn't. He didn't do any interviews that weren't with Doug. He didn't do any interviews up north that he only picked two people, and that was it. And he knew he was going to get softball questions. He wouldn't come on here. And even after confirming, then all of a sudden she just does two no-shows in a row, which is kind of unusual. You don't usually do that. And then no show like right before, like 5 minutes before the appearance. It was really strange. Anyway, just throwing that out there. But did that happen? Very interesting. I mean, I would think or hope there would be something to back that up, but I thought that was kind of interesting. Right about the time, like March, right when he said he was going to run, or right when he was in the thick of running, she was just anti-Trump, throwing him under the bus. And even the left was calling her turncoat. They were like, what happened? So it was kind of strange. She turned on the president super fast. Anyway.
I have said many, many times that my main gripe about Ann Coulter is she's very hard on the president for no reason. She blames him for things that Congress doesn't do.
Yeah, she doesn't point out Congress. I have noticed that. She doesn't ever turn to Congress. It's always Trump everything, which you can't... That's a very difficult position to do. So she's been very anti. So a lot of people were going on her Twitter just tearing her apart. But I do like to know that there's some vetted source behind that and not just a rumor. And so that's why I'm only posing it as a rumor and chatter on the ground, because nobody, I can't verify that. And I don't know who can, but it was an interesting idea only because, or theory, because the way it played out this last year with Romney in the ring, she certainly changed her tune this last year. So I thought the timing of that was kind of crazy. I know that you're probably impacted by the roads and everything else. I was just laughing at Bombo Genesis. Did you hear the guy on the clip? It is the science of the weather. And I thought, oh my gosh. I mean, they just are so ridiculous. They're so ridiculous now. Anyway, I'm surprised we don't have a Bombo Genesis snowpocalypse, weather report. But my husband was laughing because he was watching a local Fox News team and they were in the snow on the road and it wasn't even up half calf, right? And he was going, I'm up to my knees. It's snow everywhere. Yeah. And they're so dramatic. They're so over the top. They don't have to sell the news. Just deliver the news. We're going to watch. It's the news. I mean, why are they selling so hard? And they're so ridiculous about it. If I was a talking head, I'd be so embarrassed.
Well, they're promoting the ridiculous science of climate change. That's what they're promoting. Yeah. And so 6 inches of snow is the way we used to talk about a real, you know, 14-foot snow blizzard.
I'm up to my knees. And he was trying to, like, you know, make it look like it was so much worse. It was ridiculous. I mean, he could have just worn tennis shoes in it. I mean, it was that small.
And they do the same thing in the summer when on a hot day.
Yeah,
it's 96 degrees. Yes.
Oh, so dramatic. That is one job I could never do. It's so hokey. I could never be paid to just recite stuff that they tell me to recite and create drama. But there have been multiple wrecks down here because of the snow. People are just not used to it. So be careful. Drive slow out there.
I don't understand how that can be. The roads are not slick.
I know.
It doesn't. It melts as soon as it hits the ground.
I know. It's not cold enough. I think people just go a little haywire. Let's see here. The House committee approved a bill that would make animal cruelty a domestic violence offense. How do you feel about that?
I
have a soft spot for animals. I don't want to see anyone abused.
I love animals,
but...
too. But here's my problem.
Mm-hmm.
The Utah Senate Health and Human Services Committee. Approved a bill that would add aggravated cruelty to an animal to the list of domestic violence offenses. Do they not understand what human means?
I don't think so.
The name of their committee, mm-hmm. Human.
Yeah, I don't think they do.
That's what bothers me.
Yeah, no, that's
so have
good...
a Senate Health and Animal Services Committee.
Yeah.
And let them do this.
Yeah. You know, nobody wants to, I don't know anyone that would like to see an animal abused, and the people that do that, you know, God help them, because I can't even imagine harming an animal. I mean, I can't even think about it. It makes me sick. Yet this is an entirely new arena, because this means like a year of counseling. I mean, I don't know.
Loss of firearms.
Yeah, loss of firearms, more dents on firearms. And you know, if you're, there are laws for torturing and killing animals already.
There already are. Absolutely.
So why upping the ante like this? There has to be another. There has to be.
Well, there is.
Way. Lowry Snow voted yes for this bill last year. Now he says he's undecided. don't even get me started. Yeah. And I'm glad that Segmuller voted against it. Because he felt like it was too broadly written. So who knows? I think this is a bit of overreach. Although I don't want to see anybody, you know, is that an incentive? I think somebody that harms an animal or would leave an animal out in the snow today or do something like that to an animal, I don't think this is going to incentivize them not to. And so I don't think it's going to do what they're expecting it to do, even though those wanting this have good intentions. It doesn't mean that this is going to stop anything. So I don't know.
Domestic violence is mm-hmm. too specifically defined anymore. And to include animals in domestic violence, I mean, you just, as bad as it is to abuse an animal, you can't put that on the same par mm-hmm. as a man beating his wife.
Yeah.
It's not the same thing.
Well, we'll take your calls after we come back. 888-673-1450. 888-673-1450.
Are you hitting your deadlines? It's crunch time, and you've been told that countertops are another 3 weeks out. Does making your deadlines seem impossible? At Bedrock Quartz, our turnaround time from template is 8 days. That's right, 8 days. Not weeks or months. From a remodel to new construction, you can start hitting your deadlines today with Bedrock Quartz.
For beautiful quartz, granite, or marble countertops that are built for your future, call Bedrock Quartz or bedrockquartz.com.
The 2019 St. George Area Parade of Homes is something dreams are made of. This year, every home will open you to a world of possibilities where dreams are brought to life with 30 homes for the very first time. Bring your dreams to life. February 15th through 24th, 2019. Sponsored by Zions Bank, Dominion Energy, Burton Lumber, The Boulevard Home Furnishings, KSL5, KSL.com, StGeorgeNews.com, Coney Country, and the Southern Utah Home Builders Association, ParadeHomes.com.
Hi, I'm Dave Mizrahi, owner of Best Mattress. You're going to love our President's Day sale going on right now with all our best brands. Serta, Beautyrest, and iComfort. Save up to $600 on select iComfort and Beautyrest adjustable sets. Or get a Serta Perfect Sleeper Super Pillow Top Queen mattress for just $499. Our no-pressure sleep consultants will help you find the mattress that's right for you. Plus, free delivery, setup, and disposal of your old mattress. Best Mattress, home of the 120-day sleep easy guarantee.
You've been waiting, and now it's here. The newest Little Caesars is now open across the street from Desert Hills High School. Best of all, you can order on the new Little Caesars app. Walk in, skip the line, and get your pizza in seconds out of the new Little Caesars pizza portal. And you're out the door. And right now, stop in and get a free 2-liter when you order any pizza online. Use promo code FREE2L1. Stop in and check out the newest Little Caesars today and get the best pizza value in America. Now open across the street from Desert Hills High School. The easiest way to pizza just got easier.
Thanks for listening to The Kate Daly Show. All opinions expressed by the program participants on The Kate Daly Show are solely their own and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of St. George News Radio, KZNU, Canyon Media, or their respective parent companies or advertisers. If you'd like to comment directly, talk lines are open at 888-673-1450. That's 888-673-1450. Or you may email directly at kate@canyonmedia.net.
It's Ram Truck Month from now until the end of March at Stephen Wade Chrysler Jeep Dodge and Ram, and we have lots and lots of Ram trucks, about 200 to be exact, on the ground, with more coming. So come in and get up to $14,600 off a new 2018 Ram 1500, or how about 0% for 72 months for all 2018 heavy-duty 2500, 3500s, and 1500s. We'll not be undersold. We'll meet or beat any Vegas, Salt Lake, or Idaho deal. All reasons why you've got it made at Stephen Wade. 0% is in lieu of all rebates and CCAP savings with approved credit.
This is Janelle, and I'm here to talk to you today about Dr. Michael Manning at Novatio Orthopedics. So my son fell after about 5 days, him still nursing his arm. I took him into a clinic and found out he had a broken arm. It still was causing some troubles with the cast, so we went and saw Dr. Manning at Novatio, and he was willing to see us right away. Then my daughter fell and broke her leg, and then I called Novatio, and he was willing to wait for us. It was wonderful to have the experience we did. There was no waiting time. He was willing to hold the clinic open for us to come in and be seen. He is very personable, and he's willing to come to my house. Dr. Manning has also called me every 3 days to check. This is Janelle, and I recommend Dr. Michael Manning at Novatio Orthopedics.
Call Novatio 435-688-1152 or visit novatioortho.com.
Hello, Southern Utah. This is Brad Pullman, BT Pearson Tire and Service. Are you tired of calling around for tire pricing, and when you show up to get it all said and done, the price is different? Well, at BT Pearson Tire and Service, we include the installation of the tire and disposal fee. There are no hidden costs. Also, with the purchase of all tires, you'll get a free alignment check, free rotation, free balancing, and flat repairs for the life of the tires. Call or come by today, 435-628-0431 or at 595 North Bluff. So call for a price that is actually right today.
At Save Dental, formerly Half Dental, we understand that looking for a dentist that's reasonably priced can be frustrating. We also understand that going to the dentist can be a bit scary at times. It's the what ifs. What if I need a crown or I need a cavity filled? How will I afford the care that I need? Save Dental understands your concerns, and our experienced, friendly staff is committed to making each patient feel comfortable and at ease with their dental care. Call Save Dental today to get savings to make you smile. Save Dental, spend less, smile more.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
And for someone else, but not for me. Our love was out to get me. That's the way it seemed. Disappointment haunted all my dreams.
then I saw her face.
Hey there. Now I'm all right, back with you on the Kate Daly Show. Thanks for tuning in. And I'll take the caller in just a second. A couple of things. Alex Newman tomorrow, Daniel Estulin tomorrow. And also, just wanted to mention, get over to Dr. Diet. That's how I lost 33 pounds and kept it off. And I'm loving having kept it off. It's been amazing. And it wouldn't have worked without Dr. Diet, because I tried and I tried and I tried and nothing was working until I went to Dr. Diet. So people ask me off the air all the time, you know, did you really go to Dr.? Yes, I did. And I loved it. And so they have metabolic booster shots. They get your system going again. Also, they have ways to define what your body type is for the right kind of diet so that you're doing the right one. Because just because it's a fad doesn't mean it's going to apply to you very well. So you have to figure out what is that right diet for you. And when we're talking diet, we're also talking about wellness too and making you well. 20 pounds, 200 pounds, it doesn't matter. It's affordable and it's also just... it's just an awesome way to get rid of the weight. So get over to Dr. Diet, 628-DIET, 628-DIET, and tell them we sent you. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead. Caller, you're live. Well, for some reason, not coming through. All right. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. I know. I'm trying to get there. I wonder if our phone lines are having some issues. 888-673-1450. Call in so I know if our phone lines are having issues. There was another thing too that we were going to talk about too. But you can call up on the domestic. Do you feel like it needs to be animal cruelty needs to be considered domestic violence? It does feel like a strange, broad, sort of annex to domestic violence. I mean, I don't know. Something about it seems off.
It is off.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, Chris Ann Hall on the show today, coming up in the next hour. Just wanted to let you know. Yeah. So I also wanted to mention fentanyl. There was a huge amount that came through Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of kids are kind of apt to maybe buy drugs off each other, or adults do that too. And so I just wanted to let you know that there was a huge amount of fentanyl that came through, and they've been having significant amount of deaths in Arizona because of it, because people are mistaking it for something else and thinking that it's another kind of drug. Mm-hmm. So just to warn your kids so they don't do something stupid, and ourselves as adults too, don't do something stupid, because with the amount of fentanyl, that border on Arizona-Mexico has become a real hot spot for getting fentanyl through. And we're so close to that where we are that just wanted to make sure that we're well aware of that. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Okay, your phone lines are working.
Yay, thank you.
I was just going to say, I wonder if you aborted a puppy, mm-hmm. would you be in as much trouble mm-hmm. since you can abort a child right after they're delivered.
I actually think there are more laws in favor of pets than babies.
Yeah, and I'm getting really tired of it.
Uh-huh.
So I myself am afraid to have a dog. What if somebody reported you that you hit it when you're outside? Is that going to get you in trouble? You know, it's like,
I'm
just
scary.
Sick and tired of, we can murder babies, but we can't hit a dog.
I know. Anyway, thank you. Thank you for that. Appreciate that. We do have a crazy world. Vermont trying to push a law that says no qualifications, just you can get rid of it whenever.
Mm-hmm.
For whatever reason, doesn't even matter. You just get to do what you want. Isn't that great? Hi, caller. Welcome on abortion. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yes, I'll make a comment on domestic terrorism and animal rights and so forth.
Domestic violence.
Yeah, I wonder if there's a chance.
It's violence. Domestic violence.
I'm sorry, can you hear me?
Yeah, it's domestic violence, not domestic terrorism. Domestic violence.
Yes, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's okay.
But, you know, that's a small difference. But I would like to, if possible, also talk a little bit about that charade that Chris Stewart, so-called town hall meeting the other night.
Did you go?
Can I maybe address that first a little bit? Just something.
Sure, sure.
Yeah, I didn't get my question answered. But, you know, he said four blatant falsehoods. They're almost all likely a lie, especially in context that he lies all the time. Can I list just quickly what they were for you? First of all, he was talking about how the Republicans reduced spending. And he said we it went down from the $1.3 trillion deficits in the 2011, 2012 of Obama, it went down to $400 billion. Mm-hmm. Well, the facts are that's so blatantly inaccurate. And he should know because he's a member of the Budget Committee. Last year, it was $830 billion. Mm-hmm. And the only reason it wasn't the 1.3 increase in government that they had is because of increased revenue. And then this current year, the 2019 is projected at $1 trillion increase in the debt. And then he even acknowledged they're going to get bigger after that. So that how do you go from 400,000 to the truth? Anybody can look these facts up to 830, way off. Yeah. Second falsehood. He says he has a degree in economics, and he said, just what the president said, we can't have socialism come to America. America cannot accept socialism. Well, the first thing in my civic class I teach on economics is what socialism is by definition. Mm-hmm. He has no clue of the definition of socialism, yet he has a degree in economics. That's very likely a lie. Mm-hmm. Third one I want to bring up. Mm-hmm. This is the... Well, this one could be just a falsehood, not a lie. He said the president has withdrawn from the U.S. Paris Climate Accord agreement when we know Alex Newman stated on your show that he has not done that. But the last one I would like to mention is somebody was complaining about this new amnesty bill the president signed, that Congress passed, and in it increases H-1B visas. Mm-hmm. Now, H-1B visas are only for, and you can look this up, for high-tech jobs that supposedly the American businesses can't fill. Mm-hmm. And he was defending it. It's not just defending it, it's expanding it. Now, two-thirds of all illegals, and for several years now in America, illegal aliens, it's because their visas have expired. Mm-hmm. And they are not doing anything about that except they're expanding the H-1 visa program. I knew a fellow that had a PhD, a good job, computer science, and they replaced him with an H-1B visa. And he said nobody is losing jobs because of H-1B program, and that's not true.
That isn't true.
They are being replaced.
You're right. Hatch was a big supporter of that. Hatch is the one that brought that in. He loved that program.
You know what his example was? Speaking of a lion, he said, well, they can't get people to milk the cows. Well, to milk the cows is not a high tech. You can go online and they list about 15 different high tech areas, skills, and nowhere in there can you interpret that milking a cow is a H-1B. But he's just exploiting the people's ignorance. And the same thing what they're both doing, the president too, on socialism. They know people are ignorant what the definition of socialism, and they exploit that.
Yeah.
So, you know, this guy can't be trusted. He's a real snake. He's very dishonest.
Thank you for that. I really appreciate it. Thanks for the rundown, too. He did form an anti-socialism caucus and then voted for socialism numerous times. So if that ain't hypocrisy, I don't know what is. And you have to call it out because it's that blatant. I mean, he voted for the Obamacare replacement. And then he says, socialism is coming and we can't let it. You're voting for it. You are the one that voted for it. That's pretty obvious. So it's almost hysterically funny. It's sad. I don't even know what to say. But there are people that believe him and rally around him. And I don't understand it. I really don't. I don't get it. I mean, do you not want answers to, you know, pointing out what he's doing versus what he's saying? It doesn't coincide. And we really need somebody to run against him that understands the Constitution, that is willing to, I don't know, go for a high score. he's at 61%. It's dismal. Mm-hmm. So we need, you know, and you can achieve a 92%. Mike Lee has. So my gosh. Yeah. In fact, in the next couple of hours of the show, we're going to be talking about some wins, some things that have gone extremely right. And we're also going to be talking about Santa Barbara schools, what's going on with those, kind of crazy. What's going on in Missouri, pro-life bill. The Con, a new excuse for that. Chris Ann Hall will be on. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi. Hey, I know that I haven't been able to listen to the whole show today, mm-hmm. but I'm sure you've been talking about the emergency declaration. Mm-hmm. I know that as a conservative, you know, it was a red flag until I did some more research, mm-hmm. and I read what Mike Lee wrote about it, that yes, it is legal.
It is legal.
It's mm-hmm. not pleasant, but mm-hmm. it is legal, mm-hmm. and we need to call Senator Romney, Senator Lee, and insist that they vote for it. We've got to get this done. And the president needs our help because the other side is not telling the truth. People keep getting drawn in, you know, mm-hmm. the emotional reactions to all of this. But I'm just calling in today to plead with all of your listeners. Call your senators, whether you live in Utah or someplace else. Call your senators. Call your family members and ask them to call their senators mm-hmm. to support this act. We've got to get this done.
I have a lot of people that are emailing me on both sides of this. And some are saying, please yeah. call and say, don't. And because of the the visa program and also the, right. You know, what they're giving to people to come across the border with a child or a teen, that amnesty. Now, that was in place before, but I guess this might expand that. And so how do you feel about that? How do you feel about those things?
I'm not... I believe that those things are fixable.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We can fix that stuff. We can go back and pass another bill. The okay. biggest thing is our border is like if anybody's had a compound fracture,
mm-hmm.
the first thing when you get to the emergency room or an ENT shows up, the first thing they do is stop the bleeding. Now, not all of them bleed, but if it is one that's bleeding, they do that first because then once that stops, then they can figure out where do we go from here.
Mm-hmm.
And we are hemorrhaging on our southern border, and we've got to stop that. Then yeah. we can go back and look at, okay, now what's the next step?
Yeah. I still think that if he would just support the states to do it and publicly,
yeah.
and that we took it into the states' hands, that'd be the best option because get yeah. it out of the feds' hands completely.
You.
But thank you. Yeah, thanks, Mary.
You.
Really appreciate it.
We just got to get people calling Romney and Lee. Mm-hmm. And, you know, even Mike Lee says it is legal.
Yeah.
It's not pleasant, but it's legal. So
right.
let's just pass it and then sit down and figure out what's step two.
Mm-hmm.
This is step one. Let's just get it done.
Thank you. Appreciate that. So, well, there's so many competing views on this. It's insane.
Well, it's a complicated bill.
It is. And they made it very complicated. And guess what? When we had the majority, we could have passed a very non-complicated one. Isn't that? And yet, did Stewart address that? Does Chris Stewart ever address why they didn't do that in Congress? I mean, there's no accountability for these guys. They just sort of pass it off. And then they criticize the bill that the Democrats put together, yet there's no accountability for when we clearly had the majority and could have passed numerous things. I don't get it. No one can explain that. And Chris Stewart's not going to explain it. And you're not going to find a lot of Congress people that will because they want to pass the buck again. How long are we going to put up with that for? I don't know. I don't know. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
Want to participate in stock market gains with zero risk? Join Lyle Boss of Boss Financial, Saturday mornings at 9.
On St. George News Radio, 1450.
Apple, Amazon, Google. Great things can come out of a garage, and over at Garage Doors Only, we make sure your garage doors are in the best possible working order. We service, repair, and install garage doors and openers. Give us a call at 435-868-1200 or come see us at our showroom at 689 North Bluff. Check out our reviews by Googling Garage Doors Only, and let's make great things happen in your garage this year.
Stuckey Family Pharmacy wants to be your partner in wellness.
Pre-packaging is just one of the services that sets Stuckey Family Pharmacy apart. If you take several medications, vitamins, or supplements each day, it can get confusing. With pre-packaging, all your pills will be organized by day and time. Just rip off the pack and you're set. Ask about the free pre-packaging next time you stop by Stuckey Family Pharmacy.
Stuckey Family Pharmacy, your partner in wellness. Off Telegraph near Kohl's or at Stuckey Family Pharmacy.com.
It's the final days to save up to $600 during the Dream Big, Save Big President's Day sales event. Hi, it's Justin from the Mattress Store. It's the final days to save big, up to $600 on the latest from Tempur-Pedic, Sealy, and Stearns & Foster. The Dream Big, Save Big President's Day sales event ends this weekend. Come in today, sleep well tonight, Bluff by Ace Hardware, Washington next to Best Buy, Bloomington by the Walmart, and downtown Cedar City next to Lynn's. Nobody beats the Mattress Store. Nobody.
Save every day at Finley Hyundai.
Finley Hyundai announces Game On with a triple play of savings all this month on 2019 Sonata. Drive home in a brand new 2019 Sonata SE for as little as $194 per month. Or take advantage of $2,000 in bonus cash. Or get 0% along with $500 in Hyundai Motor Finance cash. Hyundai comes with Hyundai Assurance, America's best warranty. 10 years, 100,000 miles powertrain limited warranty. Right now, Finley Hyundai has more new car inventory than ever before. So get your new triple play of savings on a new Sonata today. Finley Hyundai on the savings side of the freeway. Because we believe in you. FinleyHyundaiSt.George.com.
Save every day at Finley Hyundai.
Stock number HY7419 on approved credit through HMF 36-month lease, 10,000 miles per year, tax, title, license, fees extra, $24.99 due at signing. Restrictions apply. Offer expires 2/28/19. See dealer for details.
Lionsgate Recovery Center is a proud sponsor of The Kate Daly Show. Lionsgate Recovery believes in a recovery approach that is holistic and comprehensive. The primary goal is for Lionsgate's clients to be integrated back into their life free of the bondage of addiction.
Hi, this is Kate Daly, and I love my sponsors. Copiers for Sale offers Southern Utah the best quality and pricing on printers, copiers, and plotters. They sell, lease, and service any equipment your business or home office needs. CopiersForSale.com, a local company and division of Steamroller Copies, is always asking, what do you want to print today? And St. George Massage, StGeorgeMassage.com to schedule today. No messy memberships, just an incredible massage. You deserve it, and it makes a great gift for someone you love.
Even in the desert, the temperatures can drop significantly. Save money and keep your family warm and cozy throughout the fall and winter months with a furnace checkup from A-Zion Mechanical. A poorly functioning or broken heating system can cause expensive repairs and high energy bills. Let A-Zion Mechanical save you money on your energy costs by providing you with the highest quality service. Call A-Zion Mechanical today for the $69.99 furnace checkup. They'll have you up and running the same day. Or visit azionmechanical.com.
NASCAR crashes Las Vegas.
Big damage on Kurt Busch's car.
For Pennzoil 400 weekend.
Had a lot of smoke in the cockpit.
It's high stakes and insane speed at America's Racing Showplace.
He'll pinch Joey Logano to the middle.
Pennzoil 400 weekend tickets are going fast at LVMS.com or call 800-644-4444.
Cash in big and leave Las Vegas a winner.
NASCAR's fastest weekend at Las Vegas Motor Speedway.
It's the Finley Kia Gigantic President's Day Sale. Going on now. Come in for the biggest selection of Kia Optima, Sportage, Sorento, and the all-new 2019 Forte. Take advantage of significant discounts and low, low rates. Never has there been a better time to come test drive a new Kia during the gigantic President's Day sale going on now. Hurry, this is the final week of the big sale at Finley Kia on the saving side of the freeway. FinleyKiaSt.George.com.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Induce the white man overbite. Something is wrong with you because this song every time. I don't know anyone that just sits there and doesn't move to this one. Come on. Are you with me? Oh boy. Welcome back to the Kate Daly Show. Even I will do the white man overbite on that one. All right. Well, a couple of things. What were you just saying? So you were saying something about extinct.
They just recently, in the last week or two, they've discovered two creatures that had been previously thought to be extinct, and now they know they're not.
What creatures?
A type of turtle that they found in the Galapagos Islands.
Don't give Southern Utah any ideas. We don't want to give them more land, because we'll rush to do it.
Yeah, they'll bring it here. It's a sea turtle, I think, though. It wouldn't do well.
I don't know. I think they'll give up land for anything. They might want to try it. Go ahead.
And a giant bee.
And a giant bee.
A 2.5-inch wingspan on this giant bee.
Are we sure it's not a mini drone?
Looks like a mini drone.
I'm just going to throw that out there. Interesting.
So it's just, I wonder if they have ever intentionally declared something extinct just to promote their agenda.
I don't know. Hey, by the way, Soros, rumor has it he's spending $100 million in four swing states to assure... You know, like a Bernie can get in there, you know, with socialism and all that. Interesting. $100 million. That doesn't shock anyone, does it? I mean, it shouldn't.
No, but they've also connected Soros to AOC.
Yeah. Well, yeah. That river runs deep. Yeah, because she's backed by the two groups and the UN and certain groups that have his backing also wrote that Green Deal. She did not. They wrote it for her and then dumbed it down for her so it would fit. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi. Hey, congratulations, Kate and Uncle Milty. You guys are about to be in a world premiere film a week from tonight in Orem, Utah.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. Remember, it's finally...
We interviewed you a number of months ago for a documentary called Miracles.
Oh, that's right. Yes. Oh, wow.
It is finally done. And you, along with Stan Ellsworth, American Ride, right?
Yeah. Awesome.
Rabbi Daniel Lappin.
Mm-hmm.
Senator Mike Lee.
Okay.
David Barton. Chris Ann Hall's in it also.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Timothy Ballard.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Tim Ballard's in it. Yeah, you're... Okay. Wow, so this is... So when is this happening?
I thought you might like to know. I know you're probably not going to be up here in Utah County in your tuxedos or anything, but...
probably not.
World premiere happens 8 o'clock Thursday at the Sarah Theater in Orem, and you guys are welcome. Your fans are welcome, too.
Oh, nice. That's awesome. Hey, congrats on that, by the way. Very, very cool.
It's a feature, and we've had a lot of reviewers looking at it and to make sure we've got it right. And they're very, very happy with it, asking for the quotes and all sorts of things. I think you're going to be happy. And you might be interested to know that when this film does get released, we managed to get permission... authorization licensing from BYU for that famous film that was done for the bicentennial called A More Perfect Union.
Right.
We've remastered that, and all of this will be released on a Blu-ray.
Nice.
And they'll be combined, and just we're trying to get the message out about our founding, the miracles. They happened yesterday. They happened at the founding of our country, and they even happened in Kate Daly and Uncle Milty's life, and your stories are very touching.
Aw, that's neat. Congrats. Yay. Okay, so that's next week. That's awesome, and it's called Miracles.
Yep, Miracles and God We Trust at the LDS Film Festival. You can find it at Facebook. Can I have you guys' autograph, please?
Yeah. Can we have yours? Hey, thanks, Kim. Really appreciate that
bye.
Call. Thank you. Wow. That's kind of cool.
Neat.
Yeah, very, very cool. I don't like to see myself on camera. When I did the Oprah show, I only watched it once, and I could never do it again. I couldn't watch it one more time.
Really? Because I think you look exactly the same.
No. Camera adds 10 pounds,
no,
Milty.
No, it doesn't. You look exactly the same.
I'm going to throw something
camera.
At his head. Anyway, thanks. I just wanted to mention a couple of things going on. We're going to be talking about Santa Barbara, what's going on there. They're teaching racism against white people, and so the racism in reverse. And so there's a lot of people having a lot of problems about that. I think Glenn Beck was talking about it. We had it on the docket to talk about, too. We'll probably hit that in the last part. Jesse Smollett... boy, he wanted a big fat pay raise, didn't he? And he was arrested, so that's nice. Geez, something's going to happen to somebody. I can't even imagine.
Yeah,
because if it was like you said earlier, if this was a white guy, all hell would have broken loose. So it's kind of nice to see that that something will happen to somebody that just lies like that. We'll talk about the con too because it's such a horrible idea. I mentioned earlier about Romney possibly paying Ann Coulter off, that there's a huge chatter on the ground about this, about wire transfers to Ann Coulter. Kind of interesting on that one. Does that surprise you?
It doesn't surprise me.
Yeah.
I've always questioned Ann Coulter's animosity towards the president.
Right.
She blames him for things that Congress does.
Yeah.
Or doesn't do.
Right. Kind of strange. Anyway, I also wanted to mention one more thing before we press forward. And Ryan's with us, too. I'm just going to turn your mic on, Ryan, so that if you want to join in on any of this. But mother and father are replaced with parent one and parent two in French schools under same-sex amendment. And this is in France. And I know that our people get boneheaded ideas because they're boneheaded themselves, and so they'll get boneheaded ideas, and these think tanks love to see what these other countries are doing, and that's why I like to go here and mention what's being done in other countries right now, because we seem to get our disgusting ideas from other countries.
That could get confusing when it comes to bathroom issues. Are you number one or number two?
How am I going to get through today's show? They passed that alongside a new school bill. And, jeez. Yeah, this is under Macron. It's the School of Trust bill. And conservatives there, they have a few, are dismissing this as a development, as a danger to society. Parent one, parent two. You know, what are they going to bring this to at some point? Is it just going to be, you know, name something obsolete and then just throw that into the language? I mean, this is getting ridiculous. You have to have a mother and a father. There's no other way to create. Yet the denial of that is going crazy right now. I can't even imagine this. So just so everyone's aware, mother and father would be replaced with parent one, parent two in France if they get this through. And anytime these people get this through, it's always a danger to America, only because we look to them and say, that's an interesting idea. Kind of like the whole you're not anything. You're not even a biology matter anymore in Denmark.
You know, once you understand, though, that like 90% of human beings are non-sexual.
Yeah.
And don't have gender, then it all starts making sense.
That does not make me feel better.
It's insane.
These things are getting out of hand. I mean, can you believe this, Ryan?
I don't want to believe it, but it's the state of affairs across the globe, it seems like, especially in Europe at this point.
Yeah, they're really pushing all this crapola. This is exactly why we need to be talking to our kids and grandkids more than ever. Yeah, these conversations need to be had. We just cannot just raise them thinking that they're getting messages. We have to make sure that they're understanding what they're up against.
Right.
Yeah, and what's going on. Because it's stuff like this that creeps in, and then people think this is a good idea so it doesn't offend anyone.
Well, not only that, but I think if your kids are raised in that environment, it leaves them open to abuse. Because the first time an adult tries to sexually arouse them at a young age, they're going to think it's perfectly normal.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and how many people are having that conversation with your kids, saying to them, and people have asked me to repeat this many times on the show, because I remember Tyler Perry showed up on Oprah, and it was all about abuse he suffered at the hands of an aunt.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, my body betrayed me, my body reacted, and I didn't want it to, but it did. And so the kids aren't understanding that I'm not gay. They think they're gay if their body reacts.
Right.
And so we need to have that conversation with our kids so that they understand, no, that doesn't mean you're gay. That just means your body's going to react sexually to a lot of things. And so these are the kinds of conversations, though, that parents aren't having, that I really urge people to have. And I hope you're having these conversations. They're important. I can't tell you how many kids are confused and walk around confused by that, because they're seeing stuff that we never saw on TV.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
right.
Do you remember the Brady Bunch episode where Peter came out of the closet and then he was a transgender? No, because we didn't have that.
No.
We weren't faced with it all the time. And they're seeing people in, you know, these massive love scenes, same sex, which in almost every show.
Yep.
And they're being bombarded by it. We were not. We were adults when a lot of that came right. on. And so we weren't under this cloud of confusion like they are. But I invited Ryan in, Ryan from Hyperbaric, Inside Out Hyperbaric, one of my favorite places, because I just think you guys do tremendous work. I hope you guys out there listening will go to Inside Out, because they can help in so many ways. But I've asked him to do a health minute each week. And I'm so grateful that you're doing this, because everyone's concerned about health. Things need to be addressed. What's on the docket today?
The docket today is energy levels in America. They recently put out a study saying that up to 20 to 30 million Americans suffer from fatigue every single day. And not just, oh, I'm run down, I'm a little bit tired, mm-hmm. but this is fatigue where it's really affecting their lives. You know, a lot of things they love to do are mm-hmm. being taken away because they're just so dang tired all the time. So at our clinic, we get people in weekly with these same types of problems. And so we kind of take a therapeutic approach to it. We don't just guess, we test first. So we're going to run tests. Is this a thyroid issue? Is this a low oxygen issue?
Figure out what's causing it?
Absolutely, yeah. Instead of just throwing random supplements at them or prescriptions, things like that, we want to get to the bottom and find out, okay, why is this fatigue that is crippling your life? Mm-hmm. Why is it happening?
Right.
And so that was kind of an eye-opening thing today, because that's 10% of America is admitting fatigue. So the number's probably a lot higher than that in reality.
That's so true. We probably don't do a lot of things that are good for our health anyway.
Right.
You know, that would raise our... Because I know they've introduced smart coffee, and smart coffee is a coffee that has MTC oil in it, and it has collagen in it, and it has all these things in it that make coffee good for you. But if you took all those things without the coffee, you'd be doing good too.
Absolutely.
Even better, you know, possibly. And so it's kind of interesting what we're doing to try and get our health up. But there's just so many things. Like Hyperbaric can actually, a chamber can actually help get your immune system going.
Right. Well, and it can, you know, so...
Increase energy.
All of the energy in our body is created by what they call our mitochondria, right?
Right.
And the very first step and the biggest step to getting mitochondria to function properly mm-hmm. is oxygen. Without it, they cannot work. They cannot do what they need to do to produce energy at the cellular level so we can enjoy it out in our daily lives.
Right.
So,
because that manifests in a lot of,
a lot of different ways, not even just fatigue, but people will start, having major issues with their immune system. They'll be tired and run down all the time.
And that's on the
rise. Yeah. People are just getting sick all the time now. And so,
by the way, CDC came out and said, don't give an MMR if there's allergies or asthma.
Right.
Yeah. Because of autoimmune.
Right.
Yeah.
That's another big one too. And then, you know, they've said for decades, if there's any sort of immune dysfunction, a child should never have a vaccination.
Right.
Well, how do they test for immune dysfunction? Because kids are being born with these underlying stealth infections like Lyme's disease and others, mm-hmm. which disable immune function.
That's a good point.
So how do they know before they go start sticking needles in people that they don't test you first?
Yeah.
They don't know.
So true. That is so. I'm so glad you guys do that. I know that you take that very seriously there. And I've been in and found out I had anemia. And I don't think people know. I honestly don't think they know.
Right. Well, we've been taught that we're just getting older, right?
Yeah.
And that we, you know, you go into the doctor's office and they'll just say, oh, it's just because you're getting older. And it's like, no. I mean, I just recently helped a lady that was in her 60s and we found out that she had a gene mutation mm-hmm. where her body couldn't absorb B vitamins properly. And she was basically in bed most of the day, and we got her a high-dose injectable of a methyl B vitamin, and after 3 days, she was back up on her feet and starting to live life again.
Oh, my gosh.
But
that's awesome.
There's lots of stories like that of just simple deficiencies that people are suffering unnecessarily in their lives.
How do people find you?
We are on the web at insideouthyperbarics.com, mm-hmm. and we're just located here in St. George at 640 East, 700 South in Suite 3.
Awesome. And phone number?
Is 435-634-9355.
Repeat.
435-634-9355.
Perfect. You're awesome. You guys are doing tremendous work. I love these guys. I trust these guys. Go there. I'm serious. I would never tell you to go someplace that I haven't visited myself and my family hasn't benefited greatly from, and they are fantastic. Inside Out Hyperbarics, thank you. That's your Health Minute. We'll be right back with Chris Ann Hall. Don't go anywhere.
The
This is Kate Daly. I love my sponsors. Boulevard Mattress, located at Boulevard Home Furnishings. Get an incredible mattress at a low, low price. St. George Ink and Toner. If you want to save money on ink for your printers, see St. George Ink and Toner at 42 South River Road. And St. George Massage. StGeorgeMassage.com to schedule today. No messy memberships, just an incredible massage. You deserve it, and it makes a great gift for someone you love.
Want to participate in stock market gains with zero risk? Join Lyle Boss of Boss Financial Saturday mornings at 9
on St. George News Radio 1450. FM, 1450 AM, KZNU St. George, 93.1 FM, Cedar City, KAZZ Parowan, KCLS, HD4, Leeds.